CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. The script of this broadcast is read to you as usual by G4NJH. You can find the actual script on the RSGB Zone website and at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News. It's Sunday the 27th of May 2018. Here are the main news headlines. Opt in to GB2RS emails. Marconi Elettra on the air. NRC D-Star repeater back again. If you receive the GB2RS weekly email, you'll have seen that you need to opt in to keep receiving in future. This is so that the RSGB complies with the new GDPA, the General Data Protection Act. The RSGB is delighted that a large number of people have done so already and they will receive the GB2RS email this week. If you remember and haven't yet subscribed, go to rsgb.org/GB2RS-subscribe and fill in a few details so the RSGB can confirm your membership and send you future GB2RS emails. Marconi's floating laboratory, Elettra, will be put on the air next weekend as part of the Museum Ships Weekend, using the call sign II4AMP and sponsored by Guglielmo Marconi Foundation. This is the sixth time that the yacht has been activated in this way. For more information on Museum Ships Weekend, see www.nj2bb.org. GB7BP, the D-Star repeater in the RSGB National Radio Centre at Bletchley Park, has recently come back on the air. It had been inactive due to equipment problems. Many local amateurs have already used the repeater since it was reactivated and everyone is invited to listen in. RSGB members can download a voucher from www.rsgb.org that permits free entry to Bletchley Park and thus the National Radio Centre. Amateur radio facilities at the NRC are in the process of being improved, and if you bring a copy of your licence, you can try operating the world-class station GB3RS. A formation of two satellites was launched on Monday on a lunar orbit mission. The 47-kilogram micro-satellites each carry two SDR VHF UHF transceivers to provide command telemetry image transmission and GMSK JT4 repeater. The project is led by Harbin Institute of Technology and has low-frequency radio astronomy, amateur radio and educational goals. More information and further links at amsatuk.org website. Darrenth Valley Radio Society will be holding a foundation course on the 9th and 16th of June at the Crook Hill Village Hall, Swanley in Kent. The cost of the course will be £55, including the exam fee. More details can be obtained by emailing training@darrenthvalleyrs.org. That's darrenthvalleyrs.org as soon as possible. Ashar Farhan, VU2ESC, was inducted into the CQ Magazine Hall of Fame at the Hamvention in Xenia, USA, last weekend. He's the only living Indian amateur in the elite group. He was recognised for his work designing and popularising the BitX low-power open-source transceiver semi-kits. He estimates that at least 15,000 of these exist around the world. Their low cost and simple construction opened up the world of amateur radio to a large number of people in a very affordable way. Congratulations to Ashar Farhan on his induction. The only other Indian in the CQ Hall of Fame was Kalpana Chawla. In 1997, she became the first Indian woman in space, but sadly died in the 2003 Space Shuttle Columbia disaster. Due to the ongoing serious illness of a key staff member, it's again not been possible to prepare local news this week. It doesn't apply to this bulletin anyway. We are taking steps to cover their absence and restore the full GB2RS service as soon as possible. Thank you to everyone who sent in club calendar information, which will be included in Radcom as normal. However, we're running significantly late on acknowledging those contributions. Now for details of rallies and events in the coming week. Today, Sunday, the Durham District ARS Radio Rally at Bowburn Community Centre, Durham Road, Bowburn, County Durham, DH65AT. Doors open 10:10 a.m. with disabled visitors 10 minutes earlier. Admittance is £2. There'll be bring and buy, stale trade stand, special interest groups and RSGB bookstall. plus catering and licensed bar on site. Contact Michael Wright, G7TWX, 07826 924 192, or email dadars@gmx.com. The big rally news this weekend is the ham radio show in Friedrichshafen, which takes place from Friday the 1st to Sunday the 3rd of June. The huge show will be the usual mix of trade stands, large flea market special interest groups, a large RSGB bookstall, stands from other AIRU member societies, and lectures in various languages, and a lot more. Details at www.hamradio-friedrichshafen.de. Next Sunday, the Spalding DARS annual rally takes place at its new venue, Holbeach Community Sports Academy, Penny Hill Lane, Holbeach, PE12-7PR. There is easy access off the A17, a large area for boot traders, and a modern hall for indoor traders. Doors open 9:30 a.m. with admittance at £2.50. There's a car boot sale, catering, and a flea market, RSGB bookstore, special interest groups, trade stands, and a prize draw. Contact Graham, G8NWC 0775. 07754619701, and his email address is rallysecretary@sdars.org.uk. To get your rally or event information into GB2RS News Radcom or the website, please email details as soon as possible to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Now for the DX News, compiled from 425 DX News and other sources. S9ZZ goes on the air next Friday from São Tomé Island, IOTA AF023. David, EB7DX, will be active 40 metres to 6 metres, SSB, RITI, FT8 and CW, until the 9th of June, QSL via home call. The JW8DW Svalbard Island operation, EU026, ends on Monday. Operator LA8DW is on HFCW and SSB. You can QSL via Logbook of the World or Bureau. Kevin, K6TOP, will be active again from Tortola Island, British Virgin Islands, IOTA reference NA023, until the 1st of June. Calling as VP2V / K6TOP, he's running CW on 40, 30, 20 and 17 megs. QSLN R6M, Direct or Logbook of the World. Almin, DK9PY, will be active as 6 Yankee 6 November from Jamaica, which is NA097, until the 2nd of June. He'll operate 160 to 10 metres from the station of 6Y5WJ. QSL home call. The long operation of 6 Oscar 0X continues in Somalia. Baldur Drobnica is using 100 watts on the HF bands with an FD4 antenna, QSL via DJ6SI. Elsewhere in Africa, David V7VR is active as A25VR from Botswana until the 3rd of June. He'll operate 40, 30 and 20 metres, including activity in the CQ Worldwide WPXCW contest, QSL home call. VK4DX will be / P on Russell Island, OC137, from the 1st to the 3rd of June. He'll be on 80 to 20 metres SSB and CW, QSL logbook of the world, or online QSL request. Now for special event news. From the 25th of May until the 8th of June, Radio Club OK1KLV will activate the special call sign OL90 Italia to honour the memory of the adventurous and tragic polar expedition of the airship Italia that in 1928 crashed near the North Pole. Activity will be on HF on various modes. 90th anniversary of the Portishead radio will be commemorated by 3 special event stations from the 1st to the 28th of July. GB0GKA will be run by Tony, G3ZRJ from near Tiverton. Larry, G4HLN, will run GKB from Burnham-on-Sea, and GB0GKC in Western Supermare will be operated by Pete, G3TJE. All 3 are ex-GKA radio officers, and the special call signs reference the original Portishead calls. Many stations will be on the air to mark the FIFA World Cup 2018. They generally start on the 1st of June and run to the 15th of July and have easily recognised football-related call letters. Examples, DT18FWC, DT18FIFA in Korea, LX, 18 FIFA in Luxembourg, OM 18 FIFA and OM 20 18 FIFA in the Slovak Republic, AO 18 FWC in Spain and many more. These unusual call signs are bound to be popular on the air. Now for contest news, the weekend's big event is the CQ Worldwide WPXCW contest, which ends at 23:59 UTC on Sunday the 27th. This CW-only event uses all the HF contest bands at 1.8 to 28 megs, exchange a signal report and serial number. Moving to the other end of the spectrum, the UK Microwave Group High Band Contest takes place today from 0600 UTC to 1800 UTC, using all modes on the 5.7 to 10 GHz band. Signal report, serial number and locator are the exchange. Finally, for this weekend, the 70 megs cumulative number 3 runs from 1400 UTC to 1600 using all modes on the 4-meter band. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Next weekend, it's the CW National Field Day, running from 1500 UTC on Saturday to 1500 on Sunday, using CW only on the HF contest bands 1.8 to 28. The exchange is signal report and serial number. Also next weekend, CNET runs from 1200 UTC on Saturday to 1200 UTC on Sunday, using CW and SSB 3.5 to 28 megs contest bands, signal report and serial number. Finally, on next weekend, the UK 6-meter group summer event runs from 1300 UTC on Saturday to 1300 on Sunday. All modes can be used on the 50 megs bands, the exchange of signal report, serial number and UK SMG membership number. Now for radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO, a glancing blow from a high-speed solar wind stream caused the K-index to rise from 2-3 on Wednesday. This was a bit unexpected as it came from a polar coronal hole on the sun that didn't look as though it would impact the Earth. This brought mixed blessings as an initial positive phase saw the maximum usable frequency over 3,000 kilometres exceed 18 megs, but conditions soon dropped back and 20 metres became the highest usable band for F-layer propagations. Sporadic E has been bringing some good short skip to the higher band, so do make the most of it, with the peaks generally around mid to late morning, and again in the late afternoon and early evening. The good news is that we're seeing some sunspot activity, albeit very weak. At the time of writing, there were two small visible regions, and another coming around the sun's limb. Nevertheless, NOAA predicts the solar flux will remain about 70. Geomagnetic conditions are set to be settled this week, at least until Friday the 1st, when NOAA has the K-index rising again. This is due to another coronal hole, which may cause unsettled conditions over the weekend of the 2nd and 3rd of the maximum predicted K of 6. So better HF conditions may occur in the first half of the week, but the weekend might not be the best time for DX. A high-speed solar wind may also not be conducive to stable sporadic E cloud formation, although this is an area that needs some more research. Now for VHF and up, next week carries on in similar fashion with low pressure close to southern Britain, offering a chance of rain scatter in any showers. The north of the country remains close to high pressure over Scandinavia, with a chance of further patches or of enhanced tropo across the North Sea. The southern half of the country will be nearer to low pressure over the continent, and will have an enhanced risk of showers, some thundery. This will make rain scatter a possibility for the microwave bands. Sporadic E is amongst us, and hopefully this week will continue to provide options. However, since jet streams are often implicated in the formation of sporadic E, the news is not so good, in that the main Atlantic jet stream is displaced well to the north of Europe. The main operating rules to check the clusters and beacons for activity initially on 10 metres, but then upwards through 6 metres and 4 and 2 as the opening develops. Conditions may only happen for brief moments, so keep the overs short with report and locator in case the path fades. Moon declination is negative this week and apogee just a week away, so losses are approaching their highest and moon windows will be at their shortest. This means low antenna elevations and increasing noise at VHF and UHF. And that's it from the propagation team this week, and that's it from me also until next week.